Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It kills me. It literally kills me.
My mic being turned on.
I killed your mic. That was the problem. I was the transference. I got killed and I killed your mic.
It's the Rob Mob.
No, what it kills me
bonus
is that
hour.
Mike. Yeah, welcome to the bonus show. Yeah. Mike goes on and on.
Thanks.
During the regular show today, it's Thursday we're recording. He goes on about how great it is to have all the interns around.
Yeah.
And then as soon as he's gone, Mac is disparaging everybody.
Oh yeah.
Friends of his,
friends of ours, people that literally make this show happen.
He's mother effing us.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here and I'm like, man. Like, and I love that Mac has come out of his shell. As far from the Mac that we knew that showed
thick
up on
orange candy shell.
On Grand Ave's doorstep,
yeah,
right? Where
right.
Mike used to live. Like, he's now a new person. Like, we can see him growing into this. Like this man, right? Man,
but
kind of man child, but man.
But he has truly changed.
Yes.
And I will say this as a supporting fact to that. I've yelled at Pony maybe twice since we've worked together. And the first time I ever yelled at Pony was, don't you ever leave me in a room alone with Mac again.
True
because
story.
It's a true story. Yeah. We were still at Mike's house.
What was number two?
Number two had something to do with the release of some audiobook or something.
Oh, I thought it was don't leave me alone with Adrian.
No, it was leave me alone with Adrian. I only need about 10 minutes.
Gross.
But really, the first time I yelled at Pony was he left me in a room with Mac and I wanted to kill him.
Yeah.
So, but you know, Mac, things have changed. Oh. Now we chat, we discuss things. I look forward to our time together.
He is in the know.
He is in the know.
No.
So, but he was like shot out of a cannon today.
Because we're in his wheelhouse and you're listening to this on Friday.
Right.
Happy Friday, everybody.
If this tell your boss to shove it.
Yes. Kick him in the nuts and say, no, I won't work on Saturday. Don't do that. You'll get
weekend lift off.
Mac is now, he is at 110% Mac-ish.
Oh, yeah.
Another word for dickish. Where we're talking about PC gaming, and we brought it up in the Thursday show on January 12th.
Right.
Just to give you some context. So he is excited that he and Todd have finally brought me onto CPU gaming, computer gaming, as opposed to console gaming, which is your Xbox and PS4.
He is no longer Slackintosh.
No.
He is active.
Yeah.
Slacktive. He is into it. He's very excited that you're a part of it. Now, to be fair, you're only dipping your toe in.
Well, yeah, I've only logged 51 minutes.
Not even an hour.
Not even an hour. And my counterparts would be Todd and Mac here have logged together collectively over a month's worth of gaming
well,
in the past year.
Essentially,
and a half.
The life expectancy of a goldfish.
Yeah.
They have spent online. Now, my question for you is, you're getting into it. Now, when you call them your counterparts, is it a team
Yeah,
game?
We play on a team.
Oh, yeah.
Five on five.
So that's why he's so excited for you to be a part of it, because it's time with you.
Yes.
Oh, he loves
and
that.
And if we're really digging deep, and if
and
you're
we
at
need
home
to. We
and
need
you
to.
Don't care, just bear with me, please. This
don't
is
give
the only
them that
time.
Option. They
no,
need to
just
care.
Just bear with us, all right? If you've got a book club, it's kind of like a book club, but you play online games. That's a thing, right?
Yeah.
It's a way to escape.
Is it?
It's a way to escape the norm.
It's a hobby.
And it's a hobby.
It's a wonderful hobby.
I don't have many hobbies. I don't have time for hobbies. Mm-hmm. I'm making time because, as Shannon says, I need balance or I'm going to stroke out.
Yeah, you need balance. Okay? You need a hobby, but you need to have time to do this. You're not like Adrian, who has nothing but time.
So Todd said, get this. CPU Alienware CPU. We can online game together, but we can also it also be VR ready. So when you're ready to go to the virtual reality world,
oh yeah, you get the eye herpes, put on the goggles.
But I'll have the rig ready,
right?
Right. Mm-hmm. So I said, all right. He sent me the hot link. I got a great deal. Amazon.com through the Amazon portal, TMOS portal, and I'm like, I'm in.
Right.
Sat in a box for a month. The guys were like, why would you have it? I actually said at one point, I'm returning it. Because,
yes, I remember this.
Right? It's a time value of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sitting there, and they're over $1,000, even when they're on sale.
At least throw a tablecloth over it and put a lamp on it.
Yes.
Do something.
Yeah.
Finally broke it open when I had the flu, and I said, I'm going to set this up, right?
Right.
I set it up. I'm recovering from the flu. I play 51 minutes of it. And like I said on the Thursday show, I'm getting deeper into this game called Overwatch, where I realized you can actually see people's stats, where I found out that you, like, this is why people die overseas, because they play this game for
right,
so long
right.
that it's so addictive. Two things struck a chord to me. One, A, I don't ever want to be that guy, and how can I turn off that notification, because I don't want people to see how much free time
yeah.
I have.
I do feel that is, Mac was quick, well, he was quick to counter everything I said.
Yes.
But one of the things he said is, well, that's a badge of honor. People want to know that they've been on that long. But really,
not in my world.
Yeah, in the real world, I'm not so
yeah.
sure.
No, yeah. I don't. If I was in the midst of hiring somebody through ZipRecruiter, right?
Yes.
And they sent me five quality people, right? I knew they all were gamers. I would definitely judge them by the hours
the
or
amount
days
of time,
or
yeah.
months of gaming.
Yeah, unless the job was killing someone in a virtual world. When I'm sure he excels at that. Also, he has good people skills.
Like you judge someone on Facebook or your social media, you do your due diligence. I said, I would never want, I want people to see less than a day on my
yeah,
on my
a
profile.
Day.
Less than a day, but over 500 hours or 6 days, I'll give it up to Todd because I know that's the way he connects with his family.
Yeah.
Give me a good excuse. You Mac Macintosh, A, have S'd all over my gaming system.
Oh, he didn't say a good thing about
yeah.
anything.
Yeah, he said that I bought the wrong one. I spent too much money. That
Mac is the kind of guy, if he saw Jesus walking on water, would say, look, he can't swim.
Yeah, and then then I said to him, when he asked me, because you needed a headset to talk to your friends in Vietnam on, I said...
Charlie won.
Saigon.
I said, look, I went to Best Buy to price check
right.
The headset that Todd, my friend Tomo from Tech 411, had.
A literal computer genius.
Yes. That has said, hey, man, get this headset. So I went there, I price checked, and it was cheaper on Amazon. So I ordered it on Amazon. And once I told Mac, hey, I've doubted Todd in the past, and I've always gotten burned because the man knows what he knows.
Knows what he knows.
And what did Mac tell me without even a beat?
Can I quote him?
Yes.
Oh, Todd is so old-fashioned.
And you have me now.
Yeah.
Like, we're in some sort of relationship.
Yeah, like we're stepping up. This is a make Oscar yeah. great again.
It's like Shannon telling me don't ever talk about Kara again. I'm here. Yes.
I'm here in my orange puffy coat to tell you this sucks and this. And you never really said what was good. You just said that was bad. You know what you are? You're a negative Nelly.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
And when probably, you said you yeah. had me, I was like, okay, me. All right, Shannon. What? Tell me what's changed since Kara.
Well, here you have.
You know what I mean? That's yeah, what I felt wow. in my head. Yeah.
You have me, and now you don't have to worry about Tech 41 episode being posted haphazardly. Yeah. You know that there will be a good general yeah. pause yeah. before it hits the internet.
The news that we reported will not only be old, it'll be retracted. So
I'm just editing the corrections.
Now, Mac, why do you think Todd, my yeah. friend Todd, my go-to, my role, my hetero life mate, why is he old school?
Yeah.
It's just some of the suggestions he's made were good 5 years ago, and the market has changed. Some things have gotten better. Other companies.
Well, I hope.
But
Todd
to be
hears
fair,
this.
Oh, I'm gonna send this to him.
To be fair,
you wanna call
I
him?
Backed off about the headset. I'm not.
Why is that making things fair? You said
you
it.
You know what? Let's call him. Let's see. Yeah. The man is a media mogul. Let's see if he's available.
I think this would be a wonderful chance. I don't know that Todd's ever been on a bonus show before.
I don't think we've Ooh. Ever called him. He's answered.
Well, he's very old-fashioned. But we don't need to call Todd because now we have Mac.
Well, I don't. Look, I'm going to call Todd.
Right.
He probably won't answer, but if he answers, I'm calling him on my cell so that I can call him on the phone line.
All right, would this be a good time to start the show?
Yes.
And then we can come back and
Please.
Give him a call. All right, we'll be back, and this will never be awkward, I promise. It's the bonus show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Ned, would you look at that?
That's your face, sis.
Oh, very good likeness.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, the Steffi tattoo. I got it like a week after we met, right?
1 week.
No, right on my heart.
Great. Okay. Do you guys want to go see the house? We probably should. We came to stop to say hey.
Actually, no. No. Before we go, I have a little surprise for everybody. Whew, shit, I'm fucking nervous.
Do you want to consult me about it? Do you want to talk about it before?
You know what? No, I'm just jumping in, all right? I'm just going to do this. Larry, it's going to be great. It's going to be great, Larry. It's going to be fucking great. Ta-da! I just got it done this morning.
Yeah.
I bet it's red, huh? I need a little feedback.
Is that our Christmas card?
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly what I used. How'd you know?
Yeah, look, he even got noodle in there.
Hurt like balls.
Gosh, it says happy holidays and everything.
What? Get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
It says happy holidays? Barb, fuck you. God damn. I gave the guy the Christmas card. I didn't know he put happy holidays on there.
Wow.
Fuck. Guess it's stuck on there, huh?
Oops.
Oh, fuck. Well, you know, you guys were coming over. I was so excited. I had to do something, you know?
Well, that is something, all right.
Sometimes, you know what? Sometimes you just gotta say, fuck it.
Okay.
Fuck it.
You should, Laird. This is a 15-year-old child, really.
Oh, shit. You don't say fuck?
No, Mom, I
You don't say fuck?
Heck yeah, I cuss.
No, you don't. No.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, he cusses.
No.
Yeah, really?
No,
what's your favorite cuss word?
Oh, boy.
Don't egg him on like...
What's your favorite?
Titties?
Don't say...
Titties! Titties. Stop it. Titties? Classic.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. We should be going.
Nice one. What else you got?
Asshole.
Asshole.
All right. That's enough.
Okay, another good body part. What else?
Dicking. Double dicking.
Double dicking.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Double dicking.
Are you happy?
That's a new one on me, bro.
Are you
what
happy?
The fuck is that? What the hell is that? Is that like dick to dick?
Okay, good night. Yeah. We're going to the hotel.
Well, this kid is nasty, and I fucking like it. Yes. All right, let's do the tour. I'll show you around.
Yeah.
All right, just throw your shit anywhere. You little double dicker, come on.
It's the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Rob.
LOL.
Yeah, now who's going down to the HR department?
Jesus.
That's from the movie Why Him. I think that might be the only funny part of the movie. But
have you seen it?
I've not seen it.
Oh, yeah, I got to see it now just for that.
Great clip. All right, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show Bonus Hour. If you are here, you get it, and we thank you. Thank you for taking the extra step and supporting the show.
Yes, the cornerstone of TMOS.
This is the sixth episode we record every week for you, the most sincere fan, and we send our most
unfiltered
sincere thanks.
And uncensored.
And unplanned.
Unplanned.
We have
this part is organic, though. We are taking two friends, and we're going to turn them against each other for life.
Yeah, we're putting them, how did you call it yesterday, the Coliseum of Comedy?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Comedy Coliseum.
Will Todd Moore, mogul, computer genius, gamer, will he take our call?
He will.
All right.
He is standing by, and we are calling now, and we are going to get to the bottom of this drama.
That's a lot of drama.
Hey, Todd.
Todd Moore from TM Soft, everybody.
Yay. Woo!
Good to be here.
Thank you for taking the time, Todd. I know this was not a scheduled booking, and you are a busy man, but thank
He's
you
in between
for,
meetings.
Thank you for taking the time to get to the bottom of this situation.
Now,
absolutely,
Todd, I didn't give you enough context during our brief call between the open of the show and the actual program.
Body of the show.
But I'll tell you this. Thank you. The body of evidence. We found out that Mac has not yet edited the Tech 411 we recorded on Sunday. He has gamed over 21 days of his life in the past month and a half.
In one game.
In one game alone. So he's not less gaming, more editing for Tech 411.
Right.
And then during the transition from the free show to this week's bonus show, I said, hey, Mac, I'm waiting for my headset that my friend Todd had recommended because every time I bet against Todd, I've been burned. So I just go by what Todd says because he knows more about this life than I do.
Sure.
I said, so I'm going to get my headset on Friday. That's why I'll be playing Overwatch again on Friday. He said, that's before you had me, and Todd is old-fashioned.
Yeah, I believe if it was not said, the implication was Oscar no longer needs Todd because Oscar has Mac.
And Todd is out of date.
Yeah. Sad, really.
He said behind the times.
Behind the times, he said. Now, yes. Mac Macintosh.
Well, let me just tell you about my morning. I spent the last 30 minutes chewing out one of my contractors.
Oh.
So I'm more than happy to dig in.
Oh, he's ready to go.
Can you pull his level up just a little bit,
he
please?
Is ready to go.
All right, good. Now, Mac, step into Todd's office.
Because you're fucking tired.
Now, I want to know exactly why I'm old-fashioned. Is it the headset? Is
no.
it my recommendation to buy Alienware? What
That's
is
it. It's the Alienware.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right.
I just
so
feel...
let me tell you.
Okay.
Mac is one of those kids, and you know, he's a good kid.
Yeah.
But, you know, he wants to build a PC. This is what the guy just like, this is what he dreams about, right? Like building his own PC.
Sure.
And, you know, back when I was in my youth, in the younger 20-year-old version of myself, that's what I did because it was fun.
Yeah.
The Todd Moore here today doesn't have that kind of time and appreciates what Alienware actually gives you. That's a fantastic product. And when I recommended it to Oscar, it was on Cyber Monday. So it was
a killer
25%
sale.
Off.
Yeah,
right?
Killer sale.
Amazing deal.
Yeah.
An amazing deal. Great purchase.
As a disinterested observer,
what is your problem with that?
Let me ask a follow up question before we get his, what I'm
his
sure
take.
Will be a sizzling
his hot take.
His sizzling take. Nowadays, and you know, my first computer was actually, I had a buddy build it for me because I would say 10 years ago, that was the
Your
way.
Buddy Brad?
Bad Brad built me a
Bad
computer.
Brad.
Bad Brad. but I would say that 10 years ago, that was the way to get the bang for your buck. Is that less the case now, Todd? The store-bought
Absolutely.
Stuff is better, right?
Well, Steph, especially if you're getting a 25% off deal.
Especially, I mean, sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're almost giving it away. And on top of that, if something breaks, you can just send it back and they send you a new one. They're amazing about it.
Cool.
I've always recommended Dell for that purpose because I've sent so much stuff back and they always send you brand new equipment. But more importantly is when you build your own PC, it's usually going to be the loudest POS you ever see. Like, it's going to sound like a effing hairdryer. And you want to play a game where the hairdryer is running. Okay.
And another quote from the pre-show before we throw it over to Mac. Mac, and I believe the quote was, "Oh my God, Dell is the worst." Mac,
really?
It's all you.
Well, first, I will say I did build my own computer, and it is silent.
Because it doesn't work.
Well, it all depends on the fan size. Well, it all depends on the size of the fan.
Like,
you have a bigger fan,
PC
the less noise it makes.
To overclock it to get that extra power, but it's going to sound like a hairdryer. Everyone's going to, if it doesn't, if it's quiet, it's probably underpowered. And probably
no, I do overclock it, and it's still quiet. It's all about the fan, but that's beside the point. The point, one.
Why are you calling Todd old-fashioned?
Yeah.
Tell me that. Tell me
because
that.
Other companies have improved beyond where Alienware was. Alienware was probably the only one in the top, like the gaming, top gaming computers. And now, I mean, there's a lot
Who's
of other companies.
Who's taking them over?
I'm thinking Asus.
Yeah.
Asus.
Hey, I found a tape of Mac's computer.
Oh, please.
Yeah, here we go. He just clicked the start button. Hold on, I think he's going to get it. He's having trouble getting online. There he is. He's on Chrome.
Yeah.
Turn that on.
What?
Get online.
Yeah, you gotta make sure you gotta make sure to push in the clutch on that computer before you start it.
And Todd, would you say this as well? At this point, while there is something that you could see, and I think you already added the value. You said it's satisfying as a younger man to build your own machine for maybe half the price.
Like building a hot rod.
Yes.
Like in the 1930s.
But when you grow as a professional and the CEO Todd is deciding either to build or buy, you just gotta buy.
Yeah. No, I mean, we put a value on time, Oscar.
Absolutely.
Yes, and that's what he doesn't do. His time is worth nothing. And that's why he can build his own computer.
I never suggested that Oscar build his own computer. I honestly think that'd be a horrible idea for Oscar. But there's also one other point.
Continue. It's fine.
One other point is I think the Alienware is complete overkill for Oscar's needs.
No, it's not.
No, you don't know what I need. Todd knows what I need.
Yeah.
And has always provided it.
He wants to play Overwatch. He may eventually want to do VR. It has all the specs that he needs and more. It's something that he'll have for years and years.
I'm ready for the future.
It won't break down. Yeah. He won't have to call Mac to get tech support. You know, it's just going to work.
Perfect.
All right.
Yeah.
How do you feel? Do you feel good about yourself, Todd? I feel great for you.
Yeah, everything's great. Everything's going great, okay?
Yeah. Who are you going to yell at next today, Todd?
Line them up.
Thank you, sir. I will see you online soon all enough. Right. I hope you're
thank
feeling
you,
better. Goodbye.
All
right. Thank you, guys. Thank you for the call.
Bye-bye. All right, that went well. I want to send this one out to Todd and Mac because you know what? You'll always need Todd.
Yeah.
And you'll always need Mac.
Yes.
You know why?
Why?
Because that's what friends are for. And I never
thought I'd feel this way. Todd.
Mac.
I mean, Mac.
Hey, that's a bad thing. You take that back.
No, well, I was thinking, like, if you're looking at this from an outside perspective.
Yeah.
You just had the student, which is Mac.
Yeah.
Insult the teacher.
And here's what's so dastardly about
yes.
it. Behind his back
yep.
in another room
yes.
in a situation where he thought this will never this get back to
yeah.
you're being a tough guy.
Somewhat.
Yeah. For you.
And I remember
his version.
And what's great about this.
This is my interpretation of being a tough guy.
Is that while Todd has a big heart, he will never forget this.
No.
He will never.
He's got a pretty good memory.
I understand.
And next time we're all online, if you're not in the party, you'll know why.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen? He's going to say, sorry, I'm late to this this third-person shooter, Mac. I was cranking my telephone.
Meanwhile, Todd's offered Mac computers.
Of course.
Screens.
Isn't he? Didn't he take him into his home and
yes.
showed him
yes.
VR for the first
you
time?
You breached the perimeter. You sweated up the headgear.
Spit in his face.
Yeah.
Man.
You're a tough guy. While we've got him, though,
yes.
how's your job? You did the Google delivery, not Google, the
Amazon delivery over the holidays.
Yeah, we heard that it was starting. How did it go?
Oh, absolutely horrible.
Oh, no.
Everything's coming up, Mac.
That's right. Were you too tough? Did you scare the customers?
It was nothing like what I expected.
What did you expect?
I expected delivering like 50 boxes, just driving around to homes and just dropping off boxes.
But it was a seasonal job when you signed up.
Yes.
Okay. What did it end up being? Because when we talked about it on the free show.
Yeah.
It was really like the Uber of delivery drivers,
and
right?
You could almost set your own schedule.
You could sign up when you want, pick up the depots, move it around.
It was almost ideal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I found out that I was actually going to be working with the Prime Now, which is where people order something and they expect it to be delivered within 2 hours.
Like okay. I need toilet paper. I need paper towels, condoms, lotion, a fob for my phone, a charger, all that stuff, right?
So are you saying that you are not a good person when it comes to something deadline-oriented?
Timely.
It's not that. It's the fact that, one, the worst part was their app. It just did not work right. It was hard to find the houses because it would get you in the near location, and then it would just close the map and wouldn't tell you where the house was.
But take us through. So you Mac, you, how about this? You Amazon Mac that's delivering.
Amazon Mac.
You log into the app and say, today I'm working.
Yes.
When I'm not gaming or editing Tech 411, I'm working.
That's right.
Which is not that much. The day, not that much time. The day that you decide, and you're getting a beating today, Mac, so I appreciate you taking it like a man.
Well, no, this is going to end up, this will be a beating against Amazon's app.
Yeah. Well,
because Mac's a great guy.
So you decide, I'm going to start my on-demand workday, and what happens? You log into the app and you say, okay, what deliveries are in my area?
Is that your first step?
No. My first step is go to the drop-off location.
Okay, where is that located in reference point to the D.C. area?
Springfield.
Okay, and you live where?
I live in Vienna.
How far is Springfield from Vienna for those outside of the listening area? 20 minutes?
30.
30 minutes, okay.
Depending on traffic, it is easily accessible by the Washington Beltway, but oftentimes that's a dicey move. Yeah. But then he's setting his own hours.
You go to the depot and pick up the packages.
Yes.
Okay, at that point, what does Tom Hanks tell you?
Nobody told me anything. That was also one problem, is there was absolutely no instructions.
Wait. Do you have to punch in?
You punch in your name, and then they just give you packages and
who
send
does
you
a robot or a person?
No, a person.
Okay,
it's a giant warehouse.
Okay,
and they bring packages, and there's about like 20 people sitting up front waiting for their packages to be.
Do they load the car for you, or do you have to load your own car?
They load the cart, and I bring the cart out to my car.
Oh, the cart.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Like a laundry bin. You roll it out and throw it in
somewhat,
your car.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
But so far, you've only had human contact with the fact that they're giving you the packages. Everything else has been done via some sort of Amazon employment
software.
App.
Yes.
Like okay.
B2B.
Right.
Yes. So I put them in my car.
Enterprise.
I go to the navigation.
Yes.
And
what navigation do you use? Google Maps? Or
no,
Amazon Maps.
You have to use their app.
Their own map software.
Built
So they can track you.
Right.
So they're in the know.
It would be great if I could use something else, because that was the worst part.
Couldn't you just use a secondary device as a map?
Yes, but it has it plot out with like multiple locations.
Do you remember when you bought the phone just to get the job?
Yeah, I remember that.
That bit?
Yep.
Okay, so moving on.
I did it enough to pay back that phone.
Okay.
Yeah, he worked really hard over the whole holidays to break even.
Yes.
So
he kissed his sister.
How many packages would you get?
I got two. Just
two to fit in the MacMobile?
Yeah, it was just two.
And you get paid by volume or per delivery?
I get paid for the time.
Oh.
Okay. But there's a rub, because they're tracking him via Amazon Maps.
Yes.
They know if
that
he's
internal map.
Right.
Yes.
He's got to move it. It's probably like hours charged at a by a mechanic.
Do you try to game the system, no pun intended, by like stopping by a grocery store parking lot and hanging out for a little while?
No.
Getting in there and talking to some people in Taiwan and playing
a game. But you're like, let me get there fast. Let me be a good employee.
No, I just go straight there, and I stop, and then I notice there has to be someone to attend to pick up.
So someone has to be at the house
somebody
to pick up
has
delivery,
to be
yes.
there.
Okay, they have to sign for it.
And that's one thing I was not expecting, because I wanted this job because I just could just do deliveries
drop
without
and go.
Any contact
and
with
people. And you don't like human interaction. That's why this was great. You were just going to drop and go.
He's going to ring the doorbell and run.
That's what my thought was.
Yes.
So it turns out it's fine.
Yes.
Yeah. I just give it to the woman and I'm on my way.
Yes.
And then I go to another location, which is so far. I mean, each of these two deliveries are about 40 minutes away each.
But
and
you wouldn't paid for your time.
Yeah, but you would think that the Amazon application.
Yes.
Would, you know, when I delivered furniture. For the big day.
What year, what time? You got to give people context.
Okay, I'm going back to maps and books.
Yes.
This is 1988, 1987. Yes. But on Saturday, which was the biggest delivery day, we'd get the tickets on Friday and plan our route by hand, so we knew the most efficient way to do it. Now they have computers. You would think they'd be more efficient than
but
that.
But maybe they're also like slowly onboarding the Macs of the world to know that they can actually get from A to B before they give them like the full alphabet of deliveries.
Or the people that are at the warehouse feel safest when he's 40 minutes away.
No, the thing is, these deliveries are very far away.
Yeah. Okay.
The first one is around, I go from Springfield and I go around George Mason University.
Okay.
Okay.
And then the second one is out where there are horse stables.
Okay. So probably like Middleburg.
Like
Yeah.
So you've probably driven about 80 miles.
Probably. Yeah. And it was just a long way away. So I do those two deliveries and I make it back to the warehouse.
You want to get another hit?
It tells me, it took me about 2 hours.
Yes.
But
they pay you for that time.
I signed up for four.
Hours or four packages?
4 hours.
Okay, yes. So you got to work for two more.
Yeah. Right. I thought in my head it was about 2 hours, a little over two, and I was getting back, and I'm like, this is it? Great, I'm just going back and don't have anything else to do.
Yeah.
And then they drop me with a load of about 15 packages.
So
now you really have to work.
Yeah.
And it's getting dark. This is around, I did it.
And when
from
the street lights come
six.
On, you got to get home, as mama says.
That's the old rule. That's right. You can't play kickball anymore.
It's also
anymore.
Very cold. So I'm. It's not because it's cold. It's because I was putting my gloves on and off because these packages are made or have like a heated.
What?
They have the. What's it called? Where it keeps the heat in. A bag that...
Thermal.
This is
thermal.
The best
yes.
ever.
So the packages themselves are thermal. Are they too hot to pick up?
No.
It's, why are you putting gloves on and off?
Because this was one of the days where it was like 20 degrees.
Yes, but you're spending 98% of the time in an automobile.
It was cold.
I understand that.
No. I think he's not. Again,
that was okay. That's a minor thing.
He's telling the story again. No, the details are important here.
They are.
So just for those of you that are still wrapping your mind on what the F is going on,
include me there.
And I don't blame you or anybody else in this studio. Uh-huh. Mac, he applied and was excited for a part-time job with our friends at Amazon.com.
Best company in the world.
And they have a new service, which is the same-day delivery.
Yeah.
So in turn, instead of using UPS or FedEx, which is already bloated during the holidays, they hired hunyaks like Mac to run around in their SUVs and drop off same-day deliveries.
Mm-hmm.
Mac thought this was going to be a great way to make some extra cash. He was excited about it, came in and told us about it.
Bought a special phone.
Yes. But once he realized that it was actually going to be work.
Right.
He said that's when everything went south. And if you're keeping track at home, the two packages that he initially received were too far away for his comfort as far as delivering goes.
Those were fine. If the rest of the packages were like that, it would be perfectly fine.
Okay, so
well, of course it would.
Again, you don't decide, son. You got to play by the rules of the company that's paying you.
You know what the callback is here? Negative Nelly. For he truly is. Because you did complain, it doesn't seem right to drive 80 miles to do packages, but then 15 packages, it's so cold you have to put on gloves.
And you've gotten past the full frontal experience that you have with the customer that you have to confirm delivery with the knocking of door and saying hi to strangers, which that in itself, as a younger man, would have intimidated me, but you forged ahead. The two other things you're complaining about now is going back to the warehouse, getting more work, technically, but the sun going down as it does every day
was
bothering you, and that you had, I guess, the efficiency of you putting on and taking off your gloves.
Ignore the gloves.
Okay.
Which is what you should have done.
Yes.
Okay.
So you for the 15 packages that come, does that window allow you to extend your original 4-hour contract?
No.
Okay.
Yep, once it hits 6 o'clock, they start calling me. And the Amazon started calling me like twice. And while I'm trying to use their navigation to get to the location, I have to pick up a call and I can't use the navigation. So I have to pull over.
Yeah. Why are they calling you?
Because I'm late.
Well, I will say this.
But
Amazon has a tremendous...
Though.
Okay, well, let me just real quick. Amazon has a wonderful reputation if they promise something.
Diego is pissed off here, by the way, in the studio. He's got like the resting bitch face of resting bitch faces because this man has worked like 72-hour shifts with a big smile on his face.
That's right.
7 years.
Yeah, for 7 years.
That's right.
Meanwhile, Max... Too many packages.
Too
They're
far away.
They're annoying me. I have to take off my gloves. I got to talk to people.
Meanwhile,
it's the holidays.
He's knocking on doors saying, here's your pack. Does it seem cold for December? It's cold, right? Okay. Feels cold.
Mac, I think that you're in, at the root of this story, you are being mother effed in one way.
Sure.
But I want to figure out how.
Yeah.
The first package that I delivered on the second chunk.
Right. Yes. Of the 15.
Yes. I go to the location. It gives me an apartment. It says 301.
Mm.
I go inside the apartment. That's the apartment number.
So it's apartment 301 inside of an apartment building.
Yes.
Third floor, first apartment.
All the apartments are A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I spend 5 minutes plus just trying to
but
look
wouldn't
at it.
A be one, B two.
I don't think it works
C.
like that.
No. You don't know. You know I'm what? Not 100%.
I hate to take his side. Oh God, how it pains me.
Yeah,
but if you're doing something that is equivalent of a postal delivery,
yeah.
you can't get close.
Yeah,
it's got to be dead on.
Yeah,
and you're being judged and tracked by
and
it.
This exactly. was not something where I needed to knock on the door and the person needed to be there. They most likely would not be there, so mm-hmm. I'd leave it on the front step. I can't leave it on the wrong step.
Right.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. So I look for it, and there's nothing there. I call Amazon. Well, I call the customer. No mm-hmm. answer. I call Amazon. They call the customer. Still nothing. They tell
That's
me.
That's great.
Yeah.
They tell me, do the rest of your deliveries. And then come back to this.
Circle back to this.
Yes.
One. Move on, son.
Hopefully I would say that an average back. A self-starter might have done that anyway.
But still, he's still learning.
My
he's still
very,
a young
yes,
man.
My very true. First time.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. He don't wasn't, and the sun is coming down.
And it's cold.
Yes.
In the apartment, chilling.
So that's at least about 20 minutes just waiting there to get a reply, see what to do.
20 minutes of a two-hour shift?
Yes.
I wait. Yeah. And so I'm on my way. I go to the other packages. Then it starts getting dangerous.
Oh, like, what do you mean?
When I start getting the calls and I'm trying to navigate and I do not know where I am because it's dark.
Is the neighborhood dicey?
No.
Is it like MS-13 dangerous?
It's trying to multitask while driving.
Oh.
And not his strong
that
suit.
Is, well, that's
it's not
no
safe.
One, no one should do that. Right. That's just
it's,
not safe.
It was. I'm at the point where I'm just saying, I am doing too much while driving. This is not safe.
I'm on your side here. I'm on your side, Mac.
No.
That doesn't count for much, but I'm on your side.
I'm right in the middle right now. No. You can go either way.
No. This is, and Mac, and hopefully you will learn from this.
Yeah.
Because it's not perfect, and you're right, it is, at the root of what you're saying, it's not safe. You're
it's
absolutely
not
right.
Safe.
Right, right.
That's why I
get that. But will you admit to this court, this jury of your peers, right, that the job just wasn't as easy as you thought it was going to be?
Oh, I mean, definitely.
Okay.
They sold him
no
a bill
doubt.
Of goods.
Yeah. So the struggle outside of the safety issue and I guess the juice was not worth your squeeze.
Correct.
Yes. When did you decide that? Was it after you couldn't find the AB apartment, which I think anybody would have that issue.
Yeah, that's a bad thing.
Or was it after you said, stop calling me, I'm trying to find these homes that I got to get to, and the sun is coming down and I'm hungry.
Yelling at the 12 people at the table at the warehouse.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's when I pull up to a house and I have to turn around twice because the app just does not give the fine details of what the house is, because it's very hard to see. It's dark. It's very hard to see the address numbers.
Yeah, true enough. Yeah.
So I end up, what I do is I just pull over, go to Google Maps, put in that address, and then look at the street view, and then this is what the house looks like.
Smart man.
Yeah.
Smart man.
So mm-hmm. I go to it, but that wastes another 10 minutes.
Question. So, do you feel, in retrospect, you in this job was not a good fit?
Yes.
Or okay. Did they tell you that when you came back at 10 p.m.?
No.
Oh, okay.
They didn't give a crap.
With his wallet gone.
Okay. Were you
pants
did you,
ripped?
Did you ever feel like you were in a dicey neighborhood for Mac?
I couldn't tell because I had no idea where
I was.
Oh,
it was dark.
But it's Northern Virginia. There's not that many.
That's true.
Bad neighborhoods.
But, so I guess that's a different.
But
perspective.
Still, the danger he was talking about is trying to multitask while he was driving.
Yes, in the car.
It was much worse than
if you had a
texting.
If you had a two device setup, could you make it work?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe.
If only he had a friend.
Only.
Yeah. That was what you need. You need a buddy.
Oh, like a roll dog that's like, you know, whatever you do in your 20s, smoke joints, smoke cigarettes. And
that's
he's like, hey, man.
I do all that
this next
stuff.
One's over here.
Right.
Like, just that's what you get a Diego in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just feed him and plow him full of HTC. Is that right? HTC?
No, that's a phone.
THC. I'm sorry. Well, if he had an HTC and he had...
Put him in the DNC and ask why Hillary lost. I just don't get it. I blame the app.
But yeah, so... or the Russians. Mac, if you had a Diego with you as your nav, would have been much... That would have been much easier, right?
Yeah. But well, that would also require a second person. And if I had to pay him, I mean...
Do you think, though, would it increase, and this I got to call on Oscar's business school stuff here, could a second person increase the efficiency enough to make it financially viable?
Because you can
as well as safe.
So many more hours.
Yes, if you have someone telling you what to do.
And then you split the cost. And by the way,
and he keeps his gloves on all the time.
And then you got a little more muscle. You can take turns running up to the door.
Running.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sprint, even.
Yeah, I hated company.
By the how much we got paid now?
How much were you being paid by an hour? Is that tell me if I'm? You can tell me to step off.
Do you feel comfortable saying how much you're being paid an hour for that job?
Oh yeah, it was $18 an hour.
That's what fucking great these days.
I know.
Now, did they just pay you for the 4 hours? Or did you get the overtime dollars?
No, it's just 4 hours.
So they basically have an equation that says you should be able to do this within this time frame.
Like a mechanic.
Yes. Okay.
Like they say, a radiator, to replace a radiator takes 2.5 hours.
This is the level of effort.
Yes.
And this is what we're going to pay you for. Mm. How many total hours did it take Mac with the sun setting to actually get to the place and get to a full load's worth of deliveries?
I got the last delivery in around 6:30.
So you still made decent money.
But I then had to go back to the depot.
For?
To drop off that package that never got delivered.
The one MIA guy, right?
All right, so how many hours did you put in total?
About 5:10, 5:20.
Dude, you weren't even hoarded. It was just like the first day learning lessons.
But the worst part is the fact that it was unsafe.
Did
that
you
was
quit after the first day?
Yes.
Oh my God!
Because you know what? Mm-mm. All told, the story he said it was a disaster. He was in and he only lost an hour and such.
Mac,
that's fine.
You were within striking distance of mastering this, man.
Yeah.
Hold on, Diego, weigh in.
If you realized this wasn't going to be worth the trouble, why didn't you just quit on the spot?
And keep that package.
Because,
well, that would be illegal.
I had a job to do.
Yes.
You quit it, though.
Well, after he was done.
I just did not pick up any more hours.
Yeah, he was just...
I am technically still employed. I can pick up more hours.
Oh!
I just have not picked up any hours.
Were you driving around with the phone in your hand?
No, I mean, I have a place to put it.
A little dock, yeah.
Hey, it's little dock.
That's more safer, though.
Yeah,
It is more safe,
but it's still
remember when he was on 60
safe.
Minutes?
Yeah, Diego, what you don't get is that Mac... He's still working on refining his work ethic, right?
Right.
So you and I as Latinos and immigrants, right? Yeah. We still have that one layer of DNA that says...
It's genetic. Okay,
it's genetic.
Yeah.
That says, you're going to pay me for this? We'll do it, right?
That's right.
Mac, who has lived a life of privilege and does not have that one layer of the Helix code that says, oh, we're getting dollars. They may not be the best up front. There could be some... I could actually figure this out in a way where I could make the most of this opportunity. He's still evolving that code. He will get there because he's got the skill set to do so. Once Overwatch gets out of the way and whatever World of Warcraft hours he's logging,
editing
hours, he will get there.
Let's look at the money. If you got $19 an hour,
I love that you did the math.
All right, and so you put in for 4 hours, you got paid for 4 hours at $19 an hour, $76, right?
Yes.
And let's round up and say you actually did 6 hours of work, although you didn't really.
For your own gas. Or your parents pay for your gas.
I pay for it.
Okay.
Is that a lie?
No.
You pay for your own gas.
Yes.
All right, we'll leave that in the equation.
Okay. Well,
even if he did put in 6 hours, he still made $12.60 an hour,
which is
great
solid
money
for a guy that is dressed like a homeless
man. And you're picking up out. You have the luxury of working your own schedule. Yeah. God, that's good.
Did they pay for your car?
Did my parents pay for the car? Yes.
Okay. Did they pay for your insurance?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, you're already up in life,
man. Yeah, man.
I know.
You know what? I am going to challenge. I'm going to throw this gauntlet down. If you can still do it, another day.
I actually was just about to say that. I am contemplating doing another one.
Okay. I didn't challenge you to contemplate
it. No, I need to contemplate a safe way to do it. I need to figure out how to use my iPhone as well as the Android to be able to make it safe so I'm not distracted.
Safety first.
Absolutely.
Get that. B.
Safe to have a lot of money in the safe.
You could bank so much cash right now. So much cash that you could, like, really, this is an opportunity. And this is for anybody listening that either wants to make money and they are if I was your age And I had a car and I had the same setup you did. My parents took care of everything. And I could have driven around handing out packages for $18 an hour.
$6 an hour when I was his age.
My God.
Yes.
This is so awesome. And by the way, it's not going to last forever because those drones will be up in there in 2 years. So take advantage.
And not only that, this job just got amazingly easier because Christmas is over.
Yeah.
You're not going to have 15 package runs.
You could save enough money right now to actually have some sort of nest egg to put down on, and I would
don't lose the nest
on
egg
on a home.
Yes,
if you actually worked and made this happen. Now, please edit the latest episode of Tech 411 before you do that.
It'll already be out by when they hear this.
Okay, but I'm just saying, please
and don't edit while you drive.
No, but please do not give up on this opportunity.
This is fantastic.
Like Diego right now is going to leave the studio, quit his hotel job, and just do this.
Yeah. He's seething. You're seething. And you got to make this. And the thing to me, and this may shock you, I am not Latino. But I will say this. The thing that I marvel is that this disastrous day you described, all told, went pretty well.
Not a bad day, man.
It's your first day. You can't expect it to have gone perfectly.
Diego.
Dude, I would kill to be driving around, listening to my music, delivering boxes and for $19 an hour. I would kill for that.
Yeah. Kill for that.
I wish I could have listened to the music. I didn't, because it was another distraction.
It was just too much. It was
another distraction.
I get that.
Trying to stop it.
But if you're
you have to go to Laurel, Maryland, and you have to listen to Lady Gaga.
But really, I'm not beyond. I remember telling Shannon, and this is a straight shoot, as Chad would say for wrestling terms. This is
sure.
Not. There's not a bit. I remember telling Shannon. I said, if you were 6 feet tall and had more muscle tone, I would say drive for Uber or drive for Lyft.
Yes.
Because you probably make more money doing that than teaching people downward dog.
Yeah.
But because then if she was Ronda Rousey, I'd feel safe with her driving around doing that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I sat there and I said, this 1099 economy, this contractor economy allows for those of you that aren't making maybe what you should be making at your regular day job to make some holiday cash. And I would kill for that opportunity if there was time in the day.
I will actually bring this up to Carrie. This would be such a great job.
Right?
Yes. Absolutely.
And Carrie loves people.
Oh, my God.
And she loves helping people.
She is killing herself to get $14 and $15 an hour for jobs.
That hamster mobile you bought her can carry packages.
Fold the seat down, honey.
Right?
Yes, put 15 boxes in
there.
The
Hyundai Cube or whatever it was.
Yeah, it was a fun drive-in today. By the way, I want to send some love to heaven, to my beloved father-in-law. I want to say this. Ed, God bless you. You were so kind to me. You welcomed me into your family. Why in the last year of your life did you wait 35,000 miles too many to change your fucking spark plugs?
Oh, my God. Mm.
Yeah, the entire ignition system got to be replaced.
Oh, shit.
And it is...
you literally bought a lemon...
From the family.
From the family.
Meanwhile, my sister Angie's going...
Yeah, you paid me my cash. As is.
No, it's...
It's like the dent and scratch section of Best Buy where they're like, we're just going to give you this. You got the discount. We're not liable for anything else.
Yeah. Meanwhile, they're out back stealing your hubcaps.
Yes.
It has to... My car... We talked about this on Wednesday's show. It seized, and then I was able to get into work and back home.
Yeah.
But the idol was kind of like...
Scary.
Yeah, very scary.
Like Max Computers.
I was pleased that the repair was under $2,000.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's a down payment
it
on
is.
A car.
It is a down payment on a car.
So when I turn my heater on, steam starts coming out of my hood.
Your current car?
Yeah.
I think
I've got
God.
a heater core leak.
Looks
or something.
Like a Vixen video.
It's great. It's like a fog machine, except it's coolant.
Have you ever thought, and this is a callback to 5 or 6 years ago, Pony Boy has a Fast and the Furious car, right?
Oh, don't you
like,
dare.
It definitely has Nas. It's got like...
There's no Nas.
It has
a spoiler.
It's got it has an exhaust.
Mm-hmm.
Custom exhaust, right? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a fin. Something that you would see at SeaWorld.
Yeah, but that's stock.
Well, that has to
in
keep...
In my defense.
He needs that to keep the rear end down on the... on the road.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that thing might just take off.
Yes. Are you getting to a point in your life
where you need to get a grown-up car?
No, where you would take the fin off. I got to that point in my life around your age where I said, okay, enough with the Fast and the Furious fins.
Yeah, we don't need you in an amazing piece of shitmobile like me, but you can at least lose the fin.
It's the heritage of the car. It's the history of that car.
That fin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at every single STI that's ever come along.
Don't get involved in this one, Mac.
So if you
you've had plenty of attention
today. If you remove the fin, it would actually devalue the car.
It takes away from the heritage of that car. Okay. It is a well-known vehicle
within that circle.
Possibly. Yes. The removal of the fin, could it possibly be regarded as a customization and an improvement?
Well, some people do it. It's called a spoiler delete, but you also have to
Control-Alt-Spoiler.
Do all this. When you do that, you have four big ass holes in the trunk of your car. Big assholes in the trunk of your car.
Okay. Because, and again, for a little more context, this is the equivalent of walking out to whatever job. If you're listening to the show, remember and just think about you walking out to your corporate parking lot, right? And then seeing the boss's car, which is some douchey mobile, I imagine.
Yeah.
And then you see, let's say, the vice president's parking spot. You see the director's parking spot. And then you see like the entry-level employees, which are probably all the way in the back, right? That don't have reserved spots.
Those are all Kias.
You are, for all intents and purposes, management here, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're driving around in a Fast and the Furious car.
A Tokyo Drift.
Which I respect because I know the passion behind your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
But do you ever feel, as you're getting older and a little more mature, and I'm not talking about dollars, that it's time to take the fin off simply because we're getting older and not younger?
And absolutely. I won't even...
Okay, you're fair. That's fair.
Yeah, and I would also say, you don't even need to change brands because his mother...
Yeah, they love Subarus.
They love that car.
Yeah, she's got the 2016. That thing is so nice compared
to mine. Right? Yeah. Sweet vehicle. Mm. But again,
does that make fog?
That one doesn't have a big fin.
Not a big fin, but it still has a fin.
It's got a spoiler, right?
Yeah.
Spoiler, that little sign that you
go
into garages, like I would be afraid that it's going to hit that little bar that says max height.
Yeah.
Like it's like that's not helping you in life right now.
When I close the trunk, you hear this like audible like, dog, yo, 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 yo. So fucking big.
Okay. I am going to find a way. And if I could fix if I could fill the a-holes that you just called about.
Four.
And take off that on my dime, would you consider that?
I would, but I really wouldn't recommend putting any money into this car because I might have a blown head gasket, which is gonna cost a fortune to fix.
Okay. Yeah. We'll work.
You wanna buy a Buick?
No.
I know what you could fill those four holes with. All the receipts from the repairs I'm about to make.
Would you drive a Toyota Avalon? Because
really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good car.
I gotta have that. The speed. I'm hooked on it.
He feels the need for speed.
The need for it.
So,
yes.
Because my girl's car is still working, right?
Oh, but wait, it's Shannon's car.
Yeah.
Oh.
Man, that was really creepy.
That's twice. What the hell is the matter with
kidding.
You?
But you still wouldn't drive it. That's not you.
I've considered getting like a daily driver for like coming into DC and stuff.
Wait, a second car?
It'd be nice, especially with a car that is like wouldn't on its last legs.
But wouldn't it really be your first car when the head gasket is gone?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've established two things. Matt can't build computers.
Right.
He can't hold down a job.
Right.
Outside of this one, which is free.
He looks a gift horse in the mouth.
He does.
Yes.
We've learned that Pony Boy is on the brink of a breakthrough.
Yeah.
Right? Because
But he's still holding on to his Vin Diesel fantasy for just a little longer.
Like, he has a dream of keeping his daily driver a little more practical at home. But working on his
I gotta
Fast and the Furious
machine. I gotta go back to the daily driver. Then what do you use the sports car for?
Fuck if I know. But wasting gas.
But you don't want to give it up.
I don't.
You have an emotional
love that
attachment.
Car.
A lot of people have.
I love it. It's so much fun to drive when it's not you know, rush hour.
Sure, and it's also fun when it's working. Cars are great when they work.
Rob works, they just have to turn the heater on.
Hoodwinked by his sisters and laws.
So to speak.
Although it really, the grandfather, the guy at the top of Mr. Green,
yes,
the guy who's really running the whole scene, was my late father-in-law.
Did you think your sister-in-laws?
Yeah, sisters-in-law.
Sister-in-law. That they knew something was up.
No, we all had wonderful faith in the car. We were fooled by Ed.
Okay.
Because Ed was down there in Florida saying, I'm not putting spark plugs in this. And it's the whole thing. But the mechanic, and we went to two mechanics yesterday, and they both said the same thing. They said, expensive. But you know what? Worth it. This car, other than in a great job. And I said, is it though? Is it worth it?
If you sold it.
Yes.
If you fix it and sold it, would that be the better play now?
It will be discussed.
Okay, that's good.
But we will see. We will see. There's one thing I'm going to do that I will never do again that I did once before, is right before we sold one of the Caprices, Carrie filled it with gas. And I said, you realize we're going to get $200 for a car that you just put $70 worth of gas in? You dummy.
Same thing with tires.
Yeah.
You don't get shit for tires.
Yeah, true enough.
So you could fix this.
Yes.
Roll it into a CarMax.
I will never deal with them again.
Oh, you're out
as far
on
as selling.
Okay,
as far
selling.
As far as buying from them.
But you could sell it to some other rube.
Yeah, some rube that needs a daily driver.
And then hopefully get into something a little more reasonable.
And something, you know what? I think it's a fine car, yeah. Ed. Bless you. But it's just not quite wide enough. I was yesterday when we had to go to drop the car off at a mechanic to be fixed today. We walked right by a late model Chrysler 300. Just like mine that I sold.
And I said,
look,
old school guy.
I said, look, Carrie, look at that car. Yeah. It runs and it's wide.
And it's wide.
Headroom.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful.
Built for me.
Yeah. And she said, you can drive the Kia. You know what it's like driving into DC in traffic with your shoulders touching?
Well, yeah, because I drove what's the little guy for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What's that brand? I should know.
The smart car.
Smart car.
I tried to get in.
There's a smart car
that was
for
not smart.
2 weeks, because my life is, as Todd would say, is one bit to is living one bit to another bit.
Yes.
I remember picking that up from Enterprise, and I said, what's that little guy over there? And they said, the smart car? Nobody wants that. I said
nobody wants a Charlie in the box.
And I remember telling the guy, I was like, no, I'm only gonna have this for 4 days. I want to see what these things are all about.
Sure.
And it was the worst mistake ever, because I was on 66 and every day was a death wish, because you'd have a Ford SUV blow by you, and then you'd feel the car shake.
Yeah.
Right?
They really can't take the drafting?
You're like sucked into the waist.
Yes. Yeah. Let alone an 18-wheeler where you're like, please, baby Jesus, let this 18-wheeler blow by before it sucks me into the bottom
now,
of it.
Now, I don't feel unsafe in the Kia
Soul.
Soul. It is, but it is low and it's narrow. Actually, the legroom and the headroom, amazingly, in this shoebox are fine.
You saw the hamsters.
Yes.
those hamsters in those commercials, they look like they're comfortable.
They love it. But driving in, it is a width issue. And I think it has to do the fact the tires are roughly the size of the bagel you eat every day.
Little tires.
So even when
the windshield is basically vertical.
Yeah. So the acceleration really isn't there, is it? So I think there might be a car juggling in our house. We'll see if it comes back, and I'm loving it. I mean, I did put nearly $100 in a radio.
You hate it.
I never liked it.
I knocked on Rob's window. I want to say last Thursday.
It was last Thursday.
Yes, just to say, hey man, great job. We're all working hard. And walking to his car, he's setting up his whatever podcast you're gonna listen to.
Yeah, my favorite thing about the car. Here's how much I love the car. The one thing I love about the fucking mount for my phone.
Yes,
that I like. Yeah. I installed that.
Yeah, the one thing.
That's nice.
Yeah. So I see him fidgeting with this thing, and I'm like, that man looks like a broken man. Like, I don't want to knock on this window.
With praise. Yes. You're going to do the nicest thing you could possibly do.
But I pause for 2 seconds, let you dock your phone.
Yes.
And then I knocked and I said, hey, man, we're doing a great job. And I walked away and I was like, that man is not happy in that vehicle.
Well, because you said, you know what I got to do now? 70 more minutes in the amazing piece of shit mobile. And up until yesterday, I'm thinking, you know what? I don't have to like the color, the interior, the drive.
You don't have a car payment. You're
good.
At least,
yeah. All I know is that, you know what? This thing is reliable. Yes. I can rely on, and then I'm on the toll road, and it goes.
Scary, man.
Everything shut down, and, you know, thank God I was in the left lane because the steering went. And when you are going 75 miles an hour and all of a sudden you can't steer, it was all I could do to get it off the road.
I don't know. So. We are in with time. How much time do we have?
We can end any time from now on.
Okay.
We have
quickly, a tip in with Diego.
Yes.
Diego.
Did you like driving to my Sentra, Rob?
You know what? That car drove wonderfully. That was great. But of course, I always enjoy being driven. I am a man of luxury. The water could have been colder. Next time. So if I make it home today, we'll do another show on Monday.
Yes.
That's the deal we offer you.
Thank you for supporting the bonus show. Mike will be back next week.
Well, Mike is with... Yeah, he'll be in on Monday.
Yeah, he'll be in on Monday.
Exactly.
But for next week's bonus show as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes. Oscar, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. And Mac, go out and make a fucking fortune, dude.
Yeah, take advantage, man.
Yeah. Got it. Grab life by the balls.
And I do not have a bad computer.
We do 70 minutes on him, and that's his takeaway.
The Rottweiler.
He says he's going to go in there. He says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go on Rob's iPad and delete that fucking sound effect. That is not my computer. Doesn't sound like a chainsaw. What a jerk.
Nerd all right. Alert.
Remember the bonus show. Buy it, gift it, renew it. It's all available at MikeOMaraShow.com. Have a great one. We'll talk to you next time.
Ciao,
so long.
Ciao.
Hey, I just wanted to take this time out to say thank you to all the people who purchase our bonus content. The Mike O'Mara Show bonus hours are a little extra something we do for you each and every week. And those that support us by purchasing our bonus show content really make the show fly. Thanks once again for supporting the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.